大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus
Welcome to the Cross Culture Seminar. My name is Masaaki Osugi.
And I'm Susan Iwamoto.
For the past, several weeks, we've been talking about school students, school systems, and what's the topic for today?
Well, actually, we'll stick with school, but...
Good.
Recently we talked about juku, and I mentioned that the English translation, cram school, wasn't really a common English expression. So today I'd like to look at another such word, kikoku shijo. Now, this is often translated as returnee in English, but again, this may require further explanation, such as saying students who have lived overseas. Now, when I was in elementary school, I lived in Tokyo for 4 years before moving back to the U.S. To a city in Virginia that was very close to Washington, D.C., and I started the fourth grade in elementary school there. Now, to my classmates, I was just another new kid on the block. Some of the new kids had lived in other parts of the state, some from other parts of the U.S., and a few others, like me, had lived overseas. However, the teachers and students didn't really see the need to specifically distinguish us as having had overseas experience. It came up in class discussions from time to time, and some of my classmates were curious about Japan. Some of them thought that it was part of China, actually. But on the whole, I was treated as just another kid. And I've since spoken with many Americans who also spent a few years overseas as kids and found my experience to be fairly typical. For several of my Japanese friends and colleagues who spent part of their childhood overseas, returning to a Japanese school wasn't always smooth sailing. Some had an easier time than others. Now, things have changed over the years, and nowadays it's not as unusual, especially in larger cities, for some new students to have lived in other countries. In my work as an intercultural trainer, I've met many business people preparing to move overseas for a few years for work. Sometimes they make the move with their families, but others choose to leave their spouse and kids in Japan. Now, education is one of the main reasons for this, as parents put their faith in Japanese schools to best prepare their children for rigorous university entrance exams. I understand their concern, of course, but I think that living in another culture is a wonderful educational experience in and of itself. Now, Osugi-sensei, how about you? Do you have a lot of students at your university who have a lot of overseas experience?
Well, not too many, but over the years, you know, we've had students who have lived abroad. I have mixed feelings about the system, you know? Yeah. On one hand, I think in general, my impression is that those returnees or kikoku shijo seem more mature than the average students because, number one, I think they've lived in multicultural settings and that they have more experience with people from outside. And I think they're more independent in that sense. Now, I don't think that there is a strong need for creating a new word such as kikoku shijo for those people, as you say. But on the other hand, it may be necessary because sometimes they have not spent too many years in the Japanese educational setting, such as in junior high school and senior high school, so that they haven't had enough time to study Japanese subjects,
sure.
Such as math, English, kokugo, Japanese language, and so forth. So they needed a special channel for them to enter universities.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. さて、今回はですね、帰国子女がテーマになりましたが、これについては英語の表現が returnee という表現でいいのかどうか、まあ若干ですね、この疑問もないわけではありません。もちろんこれは直訳的な英語だと言えますけれども、スーザンさんの経験の中ではですね、スーザンさんももしかすると帰国子女っていうのはカテゴリーに入るのか入らないのかわかりませんけれども、日本で4年ほど過ごした後、アメリカに戻って小学校に、まあ、入り直すっていうか転校するわけですよね。その場合、あの子って returnee よとか、まあ言われないわけですね。 ただ単に新しく来た子よというような言い方をされるということですね。まあアメリカのようにこういうことが我々に頻繁に起こる社会においては特にそう呼ぶ必要がないのかもしれませんね。さて、このですね、ちょっと途中で日本に行ってたっていうのは、中国の一部と勘違いしちゃってるような子供もアメリカにはお友達の中にいたそうで、まあ、結構ありがちだなとか思っておかしくなりましたけどね。
Actually, it was funny, but sometimes, when I first moved back, the kids would ask me if I could speak Chinese when they heard that. But, you know, they were very young, so I understood that. But, even at the time, I couldn't believe it. Japan is its own country. How do you not know that?
さてですね、皆さんもですね、もう分かってらっしゃるかもしれませんけれども、スーザーさんの説明の中にですね、intercultural trainer としてはというような言い方が出てきましたよね。まさしく今我々がやっているこのポッドキャストのですね、内容ということですけれども、さあ、どうなんでしょうね。皆さんの意見を一人一人聞いてみたいくらいなんですけれどもね。大体他の国に他の文化を持っているところに住んだ経験を持つっていうことはそれだけですごい素晴らしいことだという気が僕なんかはするんですけれども。で、私の経験では私の教えている大学で帰国子女ということで入ってきた学生さんたちはみんなですね、どちらかといえば、マチュアな平均的な学生よりはですね、成熟した感じがして、しかも自立心が強くて、非常にしっかりした学生だという、そういう印象がありますね。ですから、わざわざ帰国子女っていうふうな呼び方をする必要があるんだろうか。しかし一方で、日本の中学高校の教育を十分に受けてないと、受験するとき、大学受験のときに、ちょっとフェアではないと。ハンディキャップがあるかもしれない。だから、帰国子女という枠を設けて、特別の大学入試の枠、そういうチャンネルを作ると。まあこれも理解できないわけではない。ややこしいですね。Let's go on to the phrases.
Okay, the first phrase is new kid on the block. Now, some people may know new kid on the block as the name of a band, but the original meaning is a new kid who moves into the neighborhood. So a block is a part of a neighborhood. It's usually used for that, but it can also be used informally to talk about someone new at a school, in a company or organization, or in a community. So you could say, this is Sharon, the new kid on the block in accounting.
ははなるほどね、皆さんは New Kid on the Block っていうですね英語を聞いて、ああそういう名前のバンドあるよね、まあ私も実は全くそういうふうに思いましたが、これはまさしくその表現の意味の通りでですね、近所に新しく来た子よという意味で使うことができる。それはもちろん学校で新しくこう転校してきた生徒のことをそう言ったりすることもできるし、会社内で今度新しく来たなんとかちゃんよと、今の例文ではアカウンティングと言っていましたから、経理とか財務とか日本の企業ではそういう名称になると思うんですけどもね。なるほど、そんな風に使うんだと。もう一度聞きましょうね。 Let's listen once again.
Okay, this is Sharon, the new kid on the block in accounting
All right, so what's number two?
Okay, the next one is to put one's faith in something or someone. Okay, so to put one's faith in something or someone. This means that you trust someone or something, you believe in it, or you rely on it. So, for example, you could say, they put their faith and their money into that financial planner.
So, put 誰々's faith in 何々。こういう形ですね。誰々さんの faith, F-A-I-T-H を何々に置く。これはまあ、何々を信用する、信頼する。今の例文では、まあ、どういう人かわかりませんけど、この financial planner。日本語でも結構最近はね、カタカナ語でフィナンシャルプランナーとかね、いろんなカタカナの難しい名前のこの職業の方いらっしゃいますけど、その人に信用してお金も相当こうね、投資したってことのようですね。Let's listen again.
They put their faith and their money into that financial planner.
ということですよね。Faith。これはまあ、 非常に大事な単語ですから、ぜひ皆さんですね、辞書で一度引いてご覧になるといいですね。やはり人間はフェイス、この信頼信用をですね、置いてもらえるような、そういう人間にならなくてはいけないなと常々思う今日この頃でございます。 See you next time.
Thanks for listening.
大杉正明のクロスカルチャーセミナー
Sponsored by Olympus。
こんにちは、大杉正明です。皆さんに嬉しいお知らせがあります。いよいよこの番組のテキストがインターネットで簡単に購入できるようになりました。 voicetrek.jp にあるバナーから PDF 形式のテキストを入手することができます。まずは第1回から第60回までが用意されていますが、10回ずつの単位で購入が可能です。あの音は一体実際にはどんな英語なんだろうか、あそこの英語どういうスペリングなんだろう、こんな疑問にお答えできると思います。さあ、ぜひテキストをダウンロードして皆さんの学習の手助けとしてください。 Olympus